Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts joining us after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. One of the highlights annually of the cattle industry convention, the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar. Randy Block is CEO, president of the Cattle Facts organization. One of the things he told attendees in Tampa this year, we need bigger supplies of feed grain at cheaper money.
We got to have a corn crop. You know, we're out of Plan Bs. You know, you look at how we utilized our available refuge supplies when we had the failure of the corn crop this last year, and we've warehoused cattle in all aspects of it. Placements were down 1.3 million head from the late summer and through the fall, and we've got to have a corn crop. You know, it's not just us, but pork and poultry, those industries have to have a corn crop. This has been a devastating drought scenario we've gone through, and it's spilled a tremendous amount of red ink through all of these livestock production segments, whether it's pork, it's poultry, dairy, or beef. All of them have been devastated by the drought.
You alluded to the closing of the packing plant in Plainview, Texas. You alluded to the fact that you feel it. That may not be the end of it.
No, I don't think we can expect that that'll be the end of it. You know, last year, the number of fed cattle harvested declined about 900,000 head, and that'd be equivalent to a plant about the size of Plainview and what they had harvest on an annual basis. And we look at what's coming down the road, we're likely to see again close to that kind of a reduction over the next couple of years again until we can start to grow this herd back. So the likelihood is we'll see another plant close, and we'll likely see some additional non-fed plants that will be shuttered as well.
The health of the packing industry, you know, what do you see as far as are they doing the things such as that closing of that plant? Is that going to help keep them healthy, help them keep them moving forward?
Well, that's just a reflection of the very difficult margin situation they've been in over the last 15 months. And that's a natural occurrence when you go through the kind of red ink that's been spilled. So the closing of the plant will make all of the other existing fed cattle plants more efficient. So, and they will gain some leverage back. They'll have a more efficient production system now where they'll be able to harvest more hours. So, yes, that's the necessary step. That's why we end up seeing contraction, whether it's in the packing segment of the industry or in the feeding segment of the industry, is that's what you'll see is eventually some improved efficiencies.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The annual spring bull sale of Express Ranch is coming up Friday, March 1st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 550 bulls starting at 10 a.m., highlighted by the Express Ranch's 2013 National Western Grand Champion Carload, Grand Champion Pen, and Reserve Grand Champion Pen bulls. For more information, you can contact Express Ranches by going to their website, www.expressranches.com, or call them 800-664-3977. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.